I was always afraid to go to the graveyard. That was always my most feared thing about any funeral. So, because when my grandmother passed away a long, long time ago, I remember stepping over to look into the ground and I almost fell down in the ground. So I was almost afraid to go to the graveyard. So even when my dad was buried, I didn't go to the graveyard. When my mom was buried, I didn't go to the graveyard. But when Laura was buried, I debated if I wanted to go to the funeral or not, but I knew that I had to go. And it was during COVID, and so everything was outside, which was so, so crazy at the time. So I sat in the car because I didn't want to get out of the car. So I just remember different people coming over to the car and literally picked me up, got me out of the car, sat me down, brought me over to the seat. The reason I can't go to funerals, and I'm kind of jumping just a little bit because I can't talk about it really. The reason I don't and cannot go to funerals is because when Laura passed away, I had a near nervous breakdown. Just totally destroyed by her death. And if anybody knew or was there at the funeral, they would know what I'm talking about. Even now, I really struggle with the fact that she's gone. And I know she's been gone now for about 3-4 years. And it's still very hard for me to actually deal with even now. So it's really hard for me to go to a funeral. It's not personal. I love family. I love friends. I love them dearly. But all of those pent-up memories. And I remember my sister, who passed away in November shortly after Laura died. My sister Pearl passed away, cancer as well. I remember my doctor saying, because I was so scared, I was so nervous. I was sitting in the doctor's office physically shaking. And I was like, I gotta go. I gotta show my respect to my other sister. And I just remember the doctor's telling me that, I hate to tell you this, but to do yourself some good, you cannot attend another funeral until you are sure that you can do it. So many friends have passed, more family has passed, and I haven't been able to go to the funeral, because every time I say I'm going to go, I'm going to go to the wake, I'm going to go to the funeral, and I used to sing at funerals. It used to be something that I used to do. They used to call me to sing at family members' funerals, friends' funerals, and now it's just so difficult. So, so, so difficult. I'll never forget the day of Laura's funeral, thinking that on my way back home that my heart was going to stop literally while I was driving down the interstate. I was like, God, I can't go right now because I got another person in a car with me and I don't want to hurt them. It wasn't like I was going to do anything to myself. It's just I was so scared. I was so heavy-hearted that I didn't think I would make it. So I say that to say this. As much as I love my family and love my friends and love different people, attending funerals is just something that, it went from not being able to go to the gravesite to not even being able to go to the funeral. And I hope people understand that it's not personal. I love my loved ones. I love my friends. I love, love, love. It's just so hard. Even at my dad's funeral, I couldn't go to the gravesite. But again, when Laura passed, it was like a whole new thing for me. It was like, oh my god. You had to go to the gravesite if you're going to be at the funeral, because it was the era of COVID. And they wasn't having funerals at church. You know, they had my mom's funeral at church, but they wasn't having funerals at church anymore. And that was very difficult. And that's why I cannot attend a funeral. I think someday God will lift me up and build me up again, and I'll be able to do it again. But for now, that's my story. And I hope people understand it.